morning. It's 98.7 K-Love. Nobody plays more 80s miles in a morning. 80 for the high today, by the way.
My goodness.
Can you imagine? It's going to be nice. Get out and enjoy it. We were talking about this a couple seconds ago, and it has to do with airplane etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
Should you have to ask permission of the person sitting behind you if you want to recline your seat on your airplane?
No.
I don't think you should, but it's definitely polite,
too. Yeah, it's polite, but they put the button on your seat for a reason. Everybody's got one except for the back row, right? Mm-hmm.
The reason, of course, this has come up is Wendy Williams. She's from Virginia. She was on this American flight from New Orleans to Charlotte. Mm-hmm. She had reclined her seat. The guy behind her was in the last row, so mm-hmm. he can't recline.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But he's in the last row. He starts punching the seat, so she recorded a video of it. Now, she's going to press charges against the guy, mm-hmm. okay? And she's going to sue American Airlines because the flight attendant took his side and gave her a warning that she could be arrested for creating a disturbance.
How is what he was doing not creating a disturbance? He was sitting there banging on the back of her chair for the entire flight.
Video's gone viral. The flight attendant has been fired.
Yeah.
This is what, now that's American Airlines. Delta, their CEO actually put this statement out there.
I think customers have the right to recline. We've been testing reduced recline and seeing response on that. We actually have a fair amount of our fleet on a reduced recline as a result of that. But I think the proper thing to do is if you're gonna recline into somebody that you ask if it's okay first, and then you do it. If someone knows there's a tall person behind them and they want to recline their seat, I think the polite thing would be to make certain it was okay.
So he's basically saying you should ask for permission.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So here's the weird thing about that, and I get that you're trying to be thoughtful and courteous, and, mm-hmm. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But again, logistically, how does this work? I mean, you've now created a situation. Would you say no if the person in front of you wanted to recline their seat?
No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, yeah, go ahead.
Even if you didn't want them to.
Right, exactly, because this is a polite thing to do at this point, because they were politely asking me if they could do it.
Okay.
Whoever wants the person in front of them to recline their seat,
Nobody does, because there's not enough room on any plane. So the last thing you want is somebody reclining, but you're not going to tell somebody no, I don't think.
Moral of the story is planes need to just take some of those seats out and open up the room.
No, but you know what's going to happen. They're just going to take it away from us altogether.
Mm-hmm. Well, so Delta, they have actually, like he said, they've been testing a seat that doesn't recline near as much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they've already started that process, basically.
Right.
A lot of people are saying, hey, airlines, why don't you do exactly what you said, Lucky?
Yeah.
Just open up the rows a little bit.
Agreed.
But they're not going to take away from profit.
No,
I mean,
of course
just
not.
To make us more comfortable.
Of course not.
Let's be honest. It's funny because I think the airline wars become like politics.
Mm-hmm. It will.
I mean, it is a straight up fight. I mean, mm-hmm. and it's a divided right down the middle. You're either on board, pardon the pun, with this, or you're over here.
It's not going to be long before planes offer standing room seats so they can fit as many people in one small area as possible.
Isn't there a Japanese airline that already does that?
Wow.
I believe, yeah.
It's almost like if you were taking the subway and you pile people in and they stand and they hold on to the, mm-hmm. the little things up top.
Well, they have people over there, too. Their sole job is to shove people in the train.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
No, seriously, that's their job.
Yeah.
They're the people shovers.
Yeah. What if, kind of a fun job.
You would love that, wouldn't you?
That sounds so awful. I know. It sounds terrible.
Yeah, at the same time.
For a good
reason.
Hold
on, I'm going to get a running start.
Yeah.
All right, so 214-787-1987. Just kind of a very simple question this morning. Should you have to ask permission of the person behind you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that before the flight takes off? Like, do you lean over, hey, just so you know, I'm probably going to want to recline my seat later once we're, you know, at 10,000 feet or whatever. Are you okay with that?
Uh-huh.
You see what I mean? Because then it's just kind of weird. Can you imagine all of a sudden the little ding goes off saying you're at the proper, you know, altitude
mm-hmm.
to recline your seats?
If someone told that to me at the beginning of my flight, I would enjoy the rest of my flight because I'd just be anticipating them leaning that seat back. So I would rather appreciate it, like, 5-minute heads up or warning.
Or just be surprised by it, like, oh, well, there's
a plane. Yeah, I'd rather that, actually, too.
Yeah. All right. Love to hear your thoughts on this. And again, this is one of those things. I think people are divided down the middle one way or the other. It's 98.7 K-Love, Miles in the Morning. This is probably one of the most controversial topics we've ever talked about with Miles in the Morning on 98.7 K-Love.
Real dangerous waters we're treading into
seriously,
right now.
People are going to get so mad.
Wendy Williams decided not to unrecline her seat when the guy behind her was punching on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the flight attendant on the flight actually said, hey, I'm going to need you to stop to Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
Or you could be arrested for creating a disturbance on the flight.
that's where the trouble began. Yeah.
Again, I don't see how she's the one that's at fault here. She's not being punched in the back by somebody else now. So
well, he was punching her seat. Let's not create more drama here than what's actually happening.
Right. Sorry. Not her.
But the entire time
he would not stop.
The point remains, she had every right, as is every plane passenger, to recline the seat. And he was being a petulant little child.
Yes. Lean back.
So the question is, do you or don't you ask permission to lean back?
Man, you know, I think it would be the polite thing to do.
Of course it would.
Or at the very least, let the person behind you know, hey, I'm going to recline my seat, just so they can kind of prepare that they can move their chicken or whatever out of the way.
Delta says the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Delta CEO said, hey, listen, proper thing to do, especially if you see somebody tall sitting behind you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you just say, hey, can I lean my seat back?
Right.
All right. So what say you? 214-787-1987.
I have two thoughts.
Yes.
Why was Wendy second row from the back? I mean, she's like uber rich. Why wasn't she riding up?
No, this is not the same Wendy Williams.
Oh, you thought Wendy Williams from the talk show.
Yeah, not the same Wendy Williams. You're right.
Okay. So, attendant, it seems like, could try to make some seat swapping.
She could have offered that. Maybe. But nobody else is going to say, oh, yeah, cool. I'd love to go sit in the seat where I'm not allowed to recline.
Yeah.
Right. We were coming back from Hawaii one time, and it's a long flight.
Right.
And my husband and I got split up, and I was not real happy about it. I was like, I'm not going to sleep and drool all over some strange man I don't know.
Right.
And my husband asked several people around, because the flight attendants didn't help us at all, and he asked several people. He was like, you know, it's just going to be better for everybody on the flight if I can sit with my wife.
Right.
So finally, a man, because my husband had an aisle seat, and we were in the middle of like one of those with the five seats in the middle.
Yeah.
So this man was like, okay, I'll swap with you. So he got the aisle seat, and he didn't have to be crammed in the middle.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that is super nice.
Yes. I mean, because that was a long flight. And I was like, I was just like, I knew I was going to sleep the whole time. I knew I'd be drooling and possibly snoring if I snored.
You'd rather do that on your husband than some random stranger, right?
Yes. That's what I kept saying. I am not drooling on a stranger.
See, that's a whole another set of questions right there.
Mm-hmm.
What should you have to ask permission for? If you're going to, Rebecca, if you're on a flight and there's a guy next to you and you're tired, do you need to ask permission before you end up falling over on his shoulder and you pass out for the rest of the flight?
Like, hey, just FYI, I might doze off into your shoulder. So sorry in advance. What if he says no?
Then you can't.
Then I can't go to sleep.
You're not allowed to. So better left to not ask beforehand.
Right. You just go with it and see what happens. Right.
That's not something. I mean, I think you just this friendly shove, like hey, you're leaning on me. But you can't ask someone permission to fall asleep. That's ridiculous.
Right.
It's a plane. What else are you supposed to do?
Exactly.
You know?
214-787-1987. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with Miles in the morning, 98.7 K-Love. Here's probably one of the biggest topics you're going to see in the news right now. It has to do with airlines and this woman, Wendy Williams, who she was on a flight from New Orleans to Charlotte. She's from Virginia, and she's just trying to get home, right? And the guy behind her, she reclines her seat, okay? And the guy behind her starts punching on her seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had said something along the lines of, yeah, well, it made me spill my drink. You know what? You could hit turbulence, and you're going to spill your drink.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it
that
just happens
on a plane.
Right,
yeah,
just
all
happens.
The time.
But anyway, so the flight attendant comes up and he tells her, hey, you need to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Pull your seat back up. Otherwise, you could be arrested for creating a disturbance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the disturbance of the guy pounding on the back of her seat.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's okay in our eyes.
You can act like a complete, utter child. Sure. Mm-hmm.
But it brings up the question, should you have to ask permission to recline your seat?
Mm-hmm.
I got Tracy on the phone. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How would you feel if somebody was punching on the back of your seat?
Well, like most people, really irritated.
Yeah.
I get it that if you're tall or whatever, you don't want somebody leaning back, you know, in front of you. But that's kind of a given when you buy just a regular airline seat that somebody may lean back in front of you. If you're so tall, it's going to bother you. Then you need to try and either sit in the exit row so that you have that extra leg length and nobody leaning back in front of you, or cough up the extra dollars and go first class. Because, I mean, that's how it is. That's something that you need to take into account. As soon as you're going to fly, you're like, you know what? I know it's going to be crowded. They may lean back in front of me. you know, be a grown-up. Deal with it.
All right. So if you are someone that wants to have that extra legroom, mm-hmm. you pay for the seat according to that. I mean, you're going to pay more for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you want an exit row or if you want first class or something like that.
Well, and mm-hmm. now does it give you the opportunity to pay like $17 to move your seat to wherever you want it to be?
Yeah.
So if you had, if you knew you were going to be in the back, why wouldn't you want to
$17
upgrade?
Worth your comfort?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. However, does that tall person, if they decide not to upgrade, do they have the right to tell you, hey, I'm tall, don't lean your seat back?
I don't think so. I think you know what you're getting into when you buy a plane ticket. Yeah. And when you're sitting in the very back, there is no recline option, and it's always been that way.
I don't think people should have to be forced to pay more for their situation per se.
Agreed.
If that makes any sense. I don't think that somebody should force someone who, I don't know, you're 6 foot five.
Yeah.
Only if it gets to a point where it's not impeding other passengers.
Correct.
That when it gets to that point, no matter who you are, I think then you might have to pay extra if it affects other people.
We're going to talk to a woman here in about 20 minutes. She thinks that we should just do away with reclining seats altogether. Mm. Like, do away with them. No more. Not for anybody.
I think that's where it's
headed. We can
probably
head it down.
We'll see what happens. Did people fight this much 40 or 50 years ago? As much as people do now, just about everything.
I don't think
I'm sure they did.
In general.
We just never heard about it because we couldn't.
Yeah, there's no social media to blast people on, put them on blast. Mm-hmm. It's 98.7 KLF Miles in the morning. We were talking about the story where the woman was on the flight from Charlotte, or I'm sorry,
New Orleans to Charlotte.
And she reclined her seat. The guy behind her starts punching the seat. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, no. And she would not then pull the seat back up. Yeah. She said, the flight attendant says she could have been arrested for creating a disturbance. Yet he's the one just pounding on the back of the seat.
Neither one would relent.
Now people are saying, Delta CEO says, hey, you should ask for permission before you recline your seat. Mm-hmm. It's funny because Linda's on the phone right now. Consideration, a big deal.
Well, I don't think you have to ask permission, but I don't understand why a woman thinks she has the right to be totally comfortable and make somebody else miserable. It's called being considerate and being kind. Is you take a little bit of space, but you don't make somebody else's invade their space. Let them have theirs.
Okay. So she says, you know, be considerate.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just think about it. Hey, is it okay?
Right.
I think what they should do, because you know how they have the screens now right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
I think what they should do is it should be able to send a message to the person behind you.
Like a text.
Hey, is it okay if I recline?
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no?
check this box for yes. Check this box for no.
How do you think that ends up playing out?
Yeah.
If they say no.
Yeah, homie. I mean, nobody's going to say, yes, recline your seat, right?
No, I disagree.
I don't think anybody's going to say no, don't recline your seat.
Yeah, because nobody wants to be the jerk.
Yeah.
So they don't want to say no.
Obviously, there are no rules in the air.
Correct.
No.
I mean, technically, you're not on ground. So
all right.
Do all the rules have to apply?
We have someone on the phone that thinks that we should just get rid of the reclining seats altogether. Go ahead.
I have multiple sclerosis, and I am tall. And I was going to be on a flight that was over 2 hours. The woman in front of me reclined her seat. We kindly explained to her what my situation was. She refused. I got the stewardess involved, and she still refused. So this is my take on it. Everybody knows that people are getting bigger. There are taller people. There are people with problems. Elderly have problems in their legs, etc. We know about how you can get, you know, those blood clots in your legs from traveling a long time. It seems to me it's common sense and common courtesy, which an entitled society seems like they don't have any common sense about things like this. They should take the privilege away from everybody because it's no longer a privilege. It's just the way that planes were made all along, and they've reduced the size of everything. It's just common sense not to cause problems in a society where people are, you know, quick to fight anyways.
You know, that's the whole thing, is that we're turning into this strange parent society.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
We're parenting adults these days.
Absolutely.
And
you
the
can't
way that you parent,
nice.
You have to just take it away.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're so right.
I threaten my kids all the time. I'm going to take your toys away if you don't behave.
Like, if you can't get along and play with it together, then nobody gets to play with it.
Very good point.
That's exactly what it is.
What do you think? 214-787-1987. Smiles in the morning. Thank you so much for waking up. Okay, now this could be an idea that I could be on board with. It's 98.7 K-Love, Miles in the Morning, and the seats on an airplane, and whether or not you should have to ask to recline. Good morning.
Good morning. I think that the airlines should give up the revenue on 6 seats, adjust the leg room just a little bit, and I think the first airline that does that is going to have a nice little boost in revenue base. Because people will say, wow, they actually care about me.
There's one airline that I can think of right off the top of my head who would even venture to go down this road, mm-hmm. and that would be Southwest.
Southwest. Right.
Yeah,
agreed.
Of course. I feel like they would probably go down this, you know, I think that they people over profit mm-hmm. creates more profit.
Mm-hmm.
As
Absolutely.
Crazy as that sounds. And I think that that's why they've always done very well is because they have been the people airplane, mm-hmm. right?
Or
the
yeah,
people
totally. Airplane. Exactly. Yeah. Airplane yep. of the people. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So that's a good point.
Yes, I mean, it's all about the airlines. The poor guy, I mean, he definitely was suffering, but it was not appropriate. The lady was rude and not adjusting halfway. Let's compromise. Yeah. But I think it's all on the airlines.
You know, here's the biggest thing, though, is that who's wrong in the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously wrong for punching the back of her seat.
Yeah.
Is she wrong, though, for reclining?
I don't think she is wrong for reclining.
Like, can you tell somebody to move up, to pull your seat back up?
Yeah, I mean, he could have very easily politely asked her, hey, there's not a whole lot of room here. I can't recline. Could you okay. please pull your seat back
would
up?
Would you yeah. then? Well, you probably would. But, I mean, there's a lot of people that are like, no, I paid for this seat.
Right.
I should be able to recline if I mm-hmm. want to recline.
Mm-hmm. I mean, technically, that extra 4 inches is my space because it's attached to my chair, right?
Right. So, again, she makes a good point about, you know, just taking out basically a row.
Yes.
And
yeah.
you just kind of space all the seats out a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I think people over profit wins in this particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't
yeah.
think, you know, let's just, until people get mad enough and stop flying, right?
Which,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's that's impossible.
Right.
We have to fly.
So
we have
that bullet
exactly.
train yeah. up and running.
Right, maybe.
We'll mm-hmm. see what happens. It's Miles in the Morning. This is 98.7 K-Love. Good morning. 98.7 K-Love. Nobody plays more 80s. It's Miles in the Morning. Hi. We have somebody on the phone that has a pretty good story. Let's hear it. Yeah.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'd like to pause. I was going to tell you one little story about the airline.
Yes, please.
Last June, my husband and I were on a flight going to Portland, and my husband dropped his phone, so he bent over to pick it up, and it's about the same time the girl in front of him reclined her seat without saying a word. And of course, he was rather angry, and yes, he did. He kind of shook the seat a little bit. Well, then her and her mother both, in retaliation, just shoved their seats back as far as they could without even saying anything at all. So we kind of laughed it off, and, you know, we were just sitting there calm. When the plane landed, everybody stood up to deplane, and the mother turned around to my husband and pointed at him, and she said, next time fly first class. And she goes, and you know what I mean. Well, everybody behind us didn't have a clue, but she looked like the crazy woman. So we get off the plane and we go to the restroom, and little did she know, the whole row that we were sitting on was cousins. And so they were all like laughing over it. The ladies went to the restroom, and one of my cousins go, oh, is she in here? And I said, no, I don't know. And she said, oh, yeah, she stuck her head around the corner and saw you and turned around, went back in a stall. Like I was still in high school and going to beat her up for that.
I'll meet you in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So then we see them, after we get out of the restroom, we see them walking through the airport, and they were literally running to get their luggage and get away from us.
See, here's the thing, is that airlines and airports have become the new, like...
That's a gladiator battle zone.
It's
the Coliseum.
Oh, the cage.
My goodness. It's like a fight to the death.
A pay-per-view channel. Wow. But here's the thing. So she said she didn't say anything when she reclined her seat.
Uh-huh.
Do you have to? I've never actually turned around and said to anyone on a plane,
no.
Hey, I'm about to recline my seat just so that you know.
It's one of those things.
Is it okay?
Not required, but I think it's definitely polite.
Yeah, it's definitely the nice thing to do.
But it's not necessary. Yeah.
I've never actually seen someone warn the person. No one's ever told me before they were going to recline their seat.
If you're on a plane, you have to be ready or have to expect the reclined seat in front of you?
Yes, because you know going in. I mean, there's a very good chance that the person in front of you is going to recline.
That's an assumption I make.
That's how planes
Absolutely.
Go.
I'm
yeah.
on this plane, they're going to recline because
right.
I'm going to recline.
Exactly. You assume it's, yeah.
We're all on board here.
Yes.
Pardon the pun. Some people think we just got to take this privilege away altogether. All right, we'll see what happens.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.